From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top recruiter for the Islamic State has been killed in a drone strike in Syria. The U.S. military says the Islamic State hacker and recruiter was high on the U.S. target list and was killed in an airstrike in Syria. VOA's Carla Babb has details from the Pentagon.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday as the city marked 10 years since Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised the Crescent City's resilience and return from Katrina 10 years ago. Mr. Bush and his administration were roundly criticized in the days after Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees, that is, and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying nearly 100,000 homes. This is VOA News. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says he is horrified and heartbroken to hear that the bodies of 71 migrants were found in a truck on a highway in Austria. Many of the victims were Syrian, including children, looking to escape war, terrorism, and hopelessness by traveling to Europe. Mr. Ban condemned human traffickers and people smugglers who often abandon migrants at sea, leaving them to drown. He called the Mediterranean a death trap. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately to the waves of migrants. Melissa Fleming is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
We reiterate our call on European countries to approach the refugee and the migrant crisis in a spirit of solidarity and cooperation, and provide those seeking safety in Europe with safe legal alternatives to these dangerous, irregular journeys.
The UNHCR says more than 300,000 refugees and migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year, trying to reach Europe. U.S. President Barack Obama told American Jewish leaders the P5 plus one nuclear agreement with Iran is the best way to prevent Tehran from getting nuclear weapons. Speaking in a live webcast Friday, the president pushed back on the notion that the United States is seeking to enhance security cooperation with Israel as a way to compensate it for potential dangers of the Iran deal.
Nothing in this agreement prevents us from continuing to push back forcefully against terrorist activity, support for terrorist proxies in the region, destabilizing activities in the region.
The webcast was organized by two major Jewish organizations that have held similar events with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, one of the negotiators of the accord. Key U.S. stock indexes were little changed at Friday's close following a week of wild price swings on global markets. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ rose about 0.1%, while the Dow dropped about 0.1%. For the week, the Dow ended up with a gain of just over 1%. Major European stock indexes were also mixed at the close. Asian markets mostly rose. The global rally began Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. And the National Zoo here in Washington announced Friday that the surviving cub born to resident pandas Meishang and Tianqian last week is a male. Meishang gave birth to fraternal twins last Saturday, but the smaller cub, also a male fathered by Tianqian, died on Wednesday. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.